Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Hey, if you have a little problem hearing us, switch over to 1670. 10,000 watts of power coming out. You can hear us a little bit easier. Or you can listen to us on your computer. Just go to kqms.com. You're kind of walking around, working at the office. Don't want the boss to know what you're doing. Put those little earphones on.
Can I break in here?
Sure. Of course.
I just have to laugh because every time we say, Carl Linda Bott.
What?
Isn't that?
Isn't that our name?
It's a colonel call. Call on the board.
Okay, sit there till I get to you, okay? Hey, joined today by our producer, Frosty.
Oh, you cracked me up, Linda. That was a good one.
Okay, Frosty, do you smell anything funny today?
I do not.
Okay, I just want to make sure. And then...
We'll tell you about it later on.
Okay.
What are you packing?
I'm packing my wife, Linda.
Okay, let me ask if I've been packed before.
I'll
tell you what, speaking of packing... We're on the phone with Joe Adamson. I tell you what, you pack it.
You got a six-pack, huh, Joe?
I'm trying. I'm on a 10-year plan to get a six-pack.
That's okay. You've got two of six. That's okay. It's a good start.
Okay, what's your tip of the day, Joe?
Well, I wanted to talk about weight training for your bones. You know, weight training strengthens muscles, but it will also strengthen bones. A common problem with women, postmenopausal women, is bone loss. And it's believed that strength training with, you know, people with osteoporosis or the onset of osteoporosis, that it can not only help prevent further bone loss, but that it can also even slowly help the bones to gain density back, maybe to the tune of about 1% a year. In addition to that, even before menopause, it would be a good idea for women to be lifting weights just to help increase the bone density with the strategy of when bone density does start to decrease, you got more to start with, so you're better off. There are certain exercises that if you have osteoporosis should probably be avoided. So you probably, if you're already there, you should probably work with a trainer or someone to get a program set up. But it is definitely, something that I would look at doing, both for prevention and for treatment of osteoporosis.
And also for other treatments, ladies, because you could get strong enough that you could lift your husband over your head and throw him.
Absolutely, and then you break a few of his bones.
Yeah.
Okay, we can see the kind of mood that my sweetheart's in today.
You could bench lift your husband.
And
how's that? No, anyway, that is true about osteoporosis. Several of my friends, it is a condition that happens once you get in your 50s. And so, Joe, excellent, excellent tip of the week. And it is weight-bearing exercises. And
Absolutely. We
worked out with Marissa yesterday. That was lovely. I'm glad she's back.
And everything's still moving well?
Oh, everything's moving wonderfully.
Yeah, she just hurt us a little bit.
Hey,
this is Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance out there on Hartnell.
Thanks.
And you know, you do, it's not on Hartnell, it's on Bocelli.
Bocelli Next DX.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, Joe, for calling in.
You guys have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hey, you know, we've got to take a quick break here, but today is open line. Get ready. Anything you want to hear, but we're going to, you know, we want to talk about something that occurred last night that's, that was a scene shifter. It was a showstopper. But anything else, this is open lines. Whatever you want to talk about, I've got some ideas, and we'll get to those too. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. I'll tell you what, we're getting close to showtime, and we have the lists are thick, and we're having a really good time, and we're giddy. So don't take anything too personally if we, kind of stabbing and making fun. But, we really at this point want to give a couple thank yous, which we're going to do every single day, of people who have really put themselves forward in order to make this show a success. They've contributed a lot, either dollar wise or time wise. I'd like to start with Elegant Soul, you know, that wonderful store on the corner of California and Placer. I want to thank Karen from Camellia Costumes. Chameleon Costumes, not only is she doing the costuming of the show, if you walk into the theater, she's transporting the entire theater into a really cool throwback lounge from the 50s with all these Christmas decorations, and the woman works tirelessly. I'd like to thank Ty Boss. He did all of the logos, and he'll be filming, and eventually we have something interesting that we're going to launch in the future, and we'll be talking about Ty in the future. I'd like to thank Lou and Kathleen White. Yesterday we drove out and we rehearsed at Candace Lavolsi's home. Candace Lavolsi, harpist. Unbelievable, beautiful soul. She is going to be performing two numbers, as well as Lou performing two numbers. So they're just incredible human beings, very involved in the community as well. And also, of course, we work here, but Reading Radio has really gotten behind this show, and I want to thank them. So now yesterday, or last night, as you come home after this entire day filled, chocked full of, oh, my God, one more call, one more email, what happens?
Well, you know, we don't have a big backyard. We live in the middle of Reading. It's got a fence and all this, and Elk Killer is there looking at the window and is growling out, you know, to go outside. And I'm looking out there, and occasionally this brown and white cat from across the street. I don't know. Have you ever had a brown and white cat or just a cat come into your yard and likes to use it for a disposal unit?
Yeah, we have a couple of them.
Yeah, we have a couple of them. But, and so every so often it'll get stupid and stand out there, and Elk Killer will run out and bark at it, and it chases it. Well, you know. We're there at the door. The growling starts. I open the door. I walk out. The dog heads straight for the tree and all these bushes, and the fight is on. Except it wasn't exactly a fight. As I go out there, you know, Elk Killer's idea of fighting is barking. So I get in there and the barking, but there's a strange noise coming out of these bushes, and then a stranger smell. I jump in there. Elk Killer is rolling around in the ground with a skunk. Elk Killer comes out. I'm in there trying to get out of there. And when I turn around, the dog is 50 feet away on the steps. And the aroma of skunkdom has arrived at our house. Yes, that's right. Elk Killer attacked the skunk.
No, I'm in bed. And, you know, I love the colonel call. There's a colonel call that happens. And I'm like, what?
Hit the deck. We've been skunked. Yeah, anyway.
I heard sprayed. I was like, got to be kidding, because this happened some time ago, right after Kids Unlimited. It was the same weekend of Kids Unlimited, I remember. So we, you know, we dunked her and we washed her. And anyway, so be on the lookout, because I guess it is skunk season. Usually it's springtime.
Well, you know, the thing was, I was reaching for the our defense shotgun with the, you know, with the laser sights and the, you know, the honed triggered housing. And Linda said, you can't shoot it in city limits. And I said, it's skunk.
It could have been a lot
worse.
She
said, look, only if the skunk comes in your house are you allowed to shoot. So
could have been a lot worse. Could have had that oil, that smell that gets up your nose.
Yeah,
that's right. Can't ever get out.
Anyway. Okay. We go to the phones. We've got a number of people on the line, including our assemblyman, Jim Nielsen. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. You're talking to skunks. I've got a real skunk for you.
Well, you know what? You work down there with some skunks.
Well, there's some that are trying to slip some water bills through, ladies and gentlemen, that are absolutely astounding and damaging. As the legislature convenes next week in that month, there will be moves to move ahead with the water plan, which is okay. However, the bills that have been presented, and I have been reviewing in the last several days, we'll be meeting with the governor's staff today, actually create a water dictatorship in the, what's called the Delta Stewardship Council, and in the body of one person, a so-called water master, that in effect would control all water in California.
Is this like a water czar then?
It's even more powerful than a czar, Carl. It is absolutely astounding. They have provisions in here that would allow them to go after our domestic wells. You know, the septic tank police at the Water Resources Board are already coveting that, but this would also give this Delta Authority the ability to get after our private domestic wells and our stock ponds. Worse, it would allow them to override water rights. It would allow them to control transfers. It would allow them to intervene in the local planning decisions. It is absolutely astounding. It gives them civil penalty authority. It limits anyone's ability to sue them. It's the most.
Hey, Jim, We've got to take a break here. Can you hang on until we get back from this so we can discuss this some more? Because I know there's a group of people, or thousands and thousands of people, they're just about fed up with this environmental, terrorism, that's taking out their water, taking out their life, their lifeblood, and they're getting ready to march on Sacramento here. So,
yep. I'll be cheering them on. I'll stand by.
Okay, hang on. Stand by, please. This is Carl Lindebaugh on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our caller is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Okay, Jim, this thing about the water, how did this happen?
Well, every Monday and Wednesday night for 4 months, I spent in negotiation with the same folks that are putting these bills forward. We never reached any agreement. And they're moving ahead with their own plan. And the governor wants to do something, but I don't think this is egregious. And I am meeting with the governor's staff today on this. These bills have been amended and will be presented to the legislature between August and September.
Well, let me tell you that last night I stopped by the Reading Tea Party group
here. At the Holiday Inn?
At the Holiday Inn. Over 150 people of all walks of life, all ages, were there with one idea in mind, is that laws like this. And from what I understand, on August 28th, there's going to be a rally in Sacramento, for just reasons like this. This type of bill can just destroy the livelihoods of people. And, the big thing, too, is the water. That the farms in Southern California are dying because they're trying to save water for a smelt.
Well, this gives these agencies, and this water czar, unlimited authority to invoke fines, civil penalties, that they're insulated from litigation. It has an automatic cost of living increase for their administration. In other words, they are being given a blank check and would have judicial as well as legislative and executive powers. This is the most stunning thing that I've seen since the Coastal Commission.
Well, anything that Schwarzenegger comes in front of Schwarzenegger, I'd really be leery of after what he did with the Williamson Act. I mean, he cut that out, and you thought that was saved.
All right, what do we need to do about this?
Well, just what's happening. The rally that you attended last night and what will be coming down in August to the Capitol, we need to stir up everybody in California. This affects everyone. There will be, under the beneficial pay doctrine they inculcate in here, everybody is going to have to pay whatever that entity says that you have to pay, domestic, industrial, and ag. So we need to really stir up the people so that they explode on the Capitol and stop this.
Okay, now we need the bill number and where we can find it so we can get it posted and we can read it to the people.
Go to the state, just the state senate or state assembly website. SB 123 and AB 1 and 2.
Okay, so Senate Bill 1, 2, and 3, or 1, 2, 3?
1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
1, 2, and 3, and okay. Assembly Bill 1 and 2. There may be other bills, but these are the main culprits right now, and I'm headed into the Capitol as we speak to meet with my staff, with the governor's staff on all of this. My hope is the governor will stand with us and just say no to all of this before it even gets out of the box.
Well, please give us a call back and let us know what's happening on this, will you, Jim?
I surely will. And by the way, we still have a shot at the Williamson Act. I'm meeting with them on that today, too.
Okay, with the dredging, cutting out the dredging, the Williamson Act, and things like this, what are they trying to do? Is destroy the whole entire North State?
No, the whole state of California.
Oh, that's true.
Well, not just us, it's everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye now.
You bet.
Bye. We've always talked about the fact that water is such a valuable resource that we have such a quantity up here in Southern California. We know that this is bound to happen, so we really need to be on top of it. Let's go to the phones.
Hey, Fred.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a little off the subject there, but on your skunk problem, an old remedy is get you a bottle of pure vanilla, and as soon as you can get a hold of your dog, rub it thoroughly into their coat, let it set a while, and then wash your dog. That will eliminate the odor.
I had no problem catching the dog. The dog ran up and leaped on me. And so there I was skunked, too, at the same time.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is thank you for that remedy.
Yeah,
because
vanilla, that's good. We'll keep that in there, too.
We did not have tomato juice in the house.
Uh-huh.
So as we're sitting there holding the dog 3 feet, you know, out there, you can imagine our arms extended, what do we do? I thought, well, I could go online real fast and see if there's something in the house that would be a natural remedy. So...
Well, if Carl got it too, rub it on him.
I tell you, it was a cold night. You know, the dog and I were in the laundry room all night. So. Okay, hey, we got to take a break. Thanks for your phone call. Hey, look, we've got the phone lines lit up again. Anything from REU to everything else you can imagine. So we're going to get back to that as soon as we get back from this break. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl Lindabot. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing? Excuse me if I cough during this.
We're doing great.
Oh, a little lag there. Smoke's been pretty bad up here the last couple of days.
Where are you at, Ed?
Oak Run.
Oh, okay. Oh, gosh, how are you doing? Are you
well, all right? Better today, but I got like asthma type thing, so if I get a couple days of smoke, I get into coughing here.
Well, you know, we ended up buying a couple of those air purifiers.
Help.
For last year, that helped a little
Do
bit.
Do they work? Yeah.
Well, you know, we kept them in one room, kept them going, and kept the air conditioning on. And so it helped. It helped
Linda
because she gets allergies.
A lot of white noise. But, you know, I did feel the difference in being able to breathe better with that humidifier. It was a room, air cleaner. And we got it at Costco. I can't remember. It wasn't expensive, but we still have it over there. It's like a box. It's a small box. Anyway.
Well, my story is pertaining to RU rates is why I called. I like to keep my windows open at night, and the annoying thing is the wind patterns change, so it's clear when I go to sleep at night, and then during the night, the wind direction changes from the east, where I guess the big fires are, and so I wake up with a house full of smoke.
Oh, gosh.
So that's a story. If I could just... I need a smoke alarm to wake me up. Anyway, back to, have you been following, reading the REU stories in the Searchlight in today's editorial?
Yeah, you know, today's editorial was interesting, and if you want to, why don't you tell people about
Expound.
It? But yes, I did read it about the tiered cost that may be coming.
Yeah, well, and I just posted a comment of the story online, and like the news, at least the Searchlight is getting it half right now, you know, in terms of tiered rates. The thing I don't think they're covering, though, and I'm trying to point out, is the real problem with REU's financial system and their rate scheme is that people have the idea that a flat rate or even a flat rate with a service fee is somehow fair, but the cost of electricity to REU is nowhere near flat. It varies hugely during the day and during the time of year. So when you know, summer afternoons, they pay a multiple, maybe 10 times as much for electricity. So the problem with a flat rate is it's kind of the worst way to get the customer's payments in line with the utility's costs. And REU is losing a huge amount of money, as you may be aware, and they're trying to raise the rates, the flat rates, dramatically to make up for this.
Well, you know, what I saw in the editorial was the fact is that, like PG&E, you've got some people that consume a lot of power, and that business and private homes pay the same amount.
Not quite, but close.
Well,
yeah.
You know, okay, but it's close.
Yeah,
and the thing is, too, is other places you'll see that during the, you know, they tell you, you know, don't use electricity during this time. You know, people do, and then you've got the rates that just go sky high. One of the things with REU has been that they can advertise to people is the low utility cost or low electricity cost. But I also see is that coming down the line with all the other rises in prices is that, you know, how long can we do this?
Yeah, well, in terms of low cost, I got to say, you know, right now...
Depending on where you're at.
Yeah,
you know.
Right now, though, a lot of REU customers pay more than PG&E and a lot more than SMUD or other public utilities. And it basically goes with how much you use. And I was talking to a friend who retired, lives in an apartment, but REU charges them a fixed fee. She's going to wind up paying close to, in fact, more than twice as much as PG&E And why is that? As PG&E, as an REU customer by 2014. So it isn't really right to say that REU rates are low. They're low for some of their customers.
Yeah, well, it is. For some of the customers, it is lower.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is they don't reward people that don't use less power.
No, that's the real problem. And why I got involved in this, you recall, was the tank project.
Right.
And I'm thinking, I'm going to have power lines put over my house so that people in Reading can have 10 cent or 11 cent a kilowatt hour electricity to run electric water heaters, which is like the dumbest use of electricity or energy in the world. You know, it costs, let me just throw this in. Right now, anyone, PG&E and REU, if you've got an electric water heater, an electric dryer, for that heat, you're paying at least three times as much as you would if you had natural gas. So that I'm just saying, it's not doing you any good, and it's if REU really wanted to shed.
Yeah, there's better ways of
There are a lot better
this.
Ways
right.
of cutting demand and keeping their rates in line. So anyway, are you going to have Hoosier on your show again in the future?
Oh yeah, you know this is ongoing. You know Hoosier and city manager, and like Thursday we've got the DA on. You know tomorrow we're talking. We're talking to an owners of a medicinal marijuana dispensary here in town. I'd sure like to find out how does this work? And then, of course, Friday's open line. So we try to get everybody in here, you know, as many times as we can.
Well, you remember Hoosier last time said that everybody with REU saves over PG&E when I called in. I don't think he'll say that this time.
No, I don't think so either. Hey, Ed, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you. Bye.
You bet. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Linda, how are you?
Good morning, John.
Hey, thanks for
great.
Waiting.
And listen, before I get into my subject that I was going to call in about, I want to say, Linda, I sense the vitality in you as the show gets close. I'm really looking forward to Saturday night, and I hope everyone calls into Cascade for tickets early. The number at Cascade box office is 243-8877. Be sure and get your tickets because there's not going to be too many left.
Well, that's really cool, you know, and I did not plant that call.
No, you didn't.
You know, John, that is nice
Thank
of you.
Thank you.
And it just so happens that I've got 20 tickets. I'm going to be down at Tobacco and Brew tomorrow morning to see my buddies down there with a pretty good price on everybody comes on down after the show. So
yeah.
Well, my family's got tickets, but I'll be working the show.
That's right.
Bar. So I'll see you guys there, and I'm really looking forward to it. No, Linda, you didn't plant the call. I love the vitality.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. I was a little disappointed. I wanted to talk to Jim Nielsen for a minute because he was, instrumental in this offshore oil drilling bill that passed off of the Santa Barbara coast. First time we're going to drill in some years. I think it's a great thing. It's going to bring in money to the state. It's fabulous. But the part that really bothers me is part of the bill was to purge the vote so that the voting populace didn't get to see who voted for the bill and who voted against it. And I think that's one of the sleaziest tactics that we have in California legislation.
Yeah, well, you know, we addressed that one yesterday for a bit.
Talked to Jim about it?
Well, I didn't talk to Jim about it, no, but we talked about it on the show yesterday. Is what's going on here? You know, we talked about how that goes with leadership and that, you know, the ones that voted for it, and then even environmentalists were for this, but I understand that was voted down. That they're not going to do it now.
I had understood they voted it in.
Well, I'm gonna take another look at it. But you're right though. They purged the votes. And people that voted for it, they want to make sure nobody knows about it.
It's a
sleazy
way to do politics.
No, it's sleazy. I mean, it's just sleazy. And
it is.
You know, it's when you see things like that, you just say, you know, where have we gone? What have we sunk to? You know that people make a vote. And then they want it pulled, so the people won't know what it is.
It's just sad is what it is.
Okay, the other thing about...
I'm looking at the article right now to make sure. It really clearly state that it was voted down or voted for, but part of the vote was to vote down... part of the bill was this purging of the vote.
Yeah, okay.
So it was passed.
Okay, it was passed. Good.
I think it's great. So
they purged the vote to say that, to show they didn't vote for it. Okay.
Right.
All right. Hey, look, John, we got to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, I want to talk about some letters to the editor that really got me frosted. This is Carla Lindabot, Free Fire Radio News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, guys, welcome back. It's Carla Lindabot here on Free Fire Radio. Before we took the break, I was talking about something that was letters to the editor that kind of frosted me. And the reality is that, you know, we're in a business here with an open line talk show to make you think. to maybe stir the pot, to fluff your feathers, to have your hair stand up on your back. It's the truth. That's why I'm here.
Frosty's hair is standing up right now.
Okay. So there were a couple things, letters of the editor over the weekend that, you know, it's good and it's bad. It's negative and it's positive. But the heading of the letter, policy smacks of Hitler on one side and GOP is a party of brown shirts on the other. And I was looking at our paper on Sunday and I was thinking, this ticks me off.
Well, you know.
It ticks me off how ugly.
It's gotten.
It's ugly.
Well, here we are in our country, which, you know, whether you agree or not, we've got so many freedoms here in this country that, you know, if you go to other countries, I mean, you actually get out of the United States, you actually get out of California, or you actually get out of Reading, you travel around the world, then you can start to realize just how great this country is. One of the things that we have is these freedoms. But when you see in the local paper two letters, each one comparing the other party to Nazis and Hitler.
Yeah.
You know, at first you go, you know, these people have no concept, first of all, what totalitarian violence is. You have no concept, people. You've never been there. You haven't seen people killed because they had the wrong name. You haven't seen them tortured and killed and whole families wiped out because they're the wrong religion. So, you know, when you start comparing each other to Hitler and Nazis, you're so wrong. You are so wrong. And not only are you wrong, you're stupid. All right. Now that's what I think. And, you know, and I don't care, you know, what you think about the others, but when you start doing that, you've gone over the, you know, I think you've lost it at that point. Your hatred for a party, a political party has reached that point where you actually think they're like somebody, a party that systematically exterminated 6 million people or more. Do you really believe that? Or is this just hyperbole, just to write something so you get your letter published? I like to think it's that. The thing is, you know, we're all Americans here. We all are here to help each other. We're all here to make our country stronger. And to do that, you kind of need to work together. And to have this such a strong dislike, a hatred, it's permeates the society at certain levels. What happens in Congress? They're supposed to be bipartisan. When's the last time you really saw anything bipartisan come out of them?
And you can't move forward when you have that black block around you.
Yeah.
Anyway, great. That's why I married the man. Let's go to the phones.
Jim, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Colonel.
It's Carl, but thanks, Jim.
Thank you for the call. I just wanted to call because a couple weeks ago you received a phone call from a local resident who helped out a wife and mother.
Yes.
Right.
Of a
Northern
Iraqi.
Northern Automotive was had to.
Northern Automotive,
right.
Excellent. Jason and Gary there. Anyway, her car broke down in Reading, and they helped her, some local residents, Lynn and Don, helped her get up to Oregon. And, of course, she doesn't have the money and the finances to take care of her car. So through a mutual friend, I became aware of this, and I'm the finance officer for the Military Order of the Purple Hearts.
Oh, okay.
And so we have stepped up and, you know, you talk about something positive and Americans helping each other. And here is a man in Iraq fighting for us, and his wife is needing help. So we are going to pay the bill for her car and ensure that it gets up to her in Oregon. And I just wanted to call to thank you and your listeners for all the help and support, because I know you raised some money. And it's just real nice to see that the people of Reading are so generous and helpful in these circumstances.
Well, let me brag on the Order of the Purple Heart a little bit, Jim, if you don't mind.
No, not at all, sir.
Okay. You know, this Order of the Purple Heart they have fundraisers. You know, they take the money out of their own pocket. They have provided a van to move our veterans from spot to spot, from here and down to wherever they have to get for their treatments. They have provided scholarships. They have provided so much to this community. And this is just another example of the love they have for their community in this country. And in case you don't know what the Order of the Purple Heart is, it means that you've been wounded in battle in defense of this country.
Yes, sir.
So thank you, Jim. And thank you for everything you all stand for, because you know what I'm talking about. You've seen totalitarian violence, and you've seen violence. And for people to compare each other to one of the most hated creatures in the history of mankind is just, to me, is ludicrous.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for everything you've done, Jim, and everything the Order of the Purple Heart has.
That warms my heart. We got to take a break here.
Yeah, that was a good way
that
to
was a great way to close this segment. Wow, thanks. That's the beauty of where we live. Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, you know, we get a lot of emails from people, and people actually listen to everything that I say, and I sometimes misspeak. So I got a letter or an email from a gentleman named Mike. And Mike wrote, he said, you know, when you were talking about the cost of doing business and how much money we pay for our employees and how bad California is, you may have exaggerated. And in fact, Mike showed me how it worked for him with all of his employees and pointed out that I was only off by 83%. So, you know, Mike, I appreciate that. And the fact is sometimes I will make a comment on things, you know, and with a little hyperbole there that may be to make a point. But it's good that we have our listeners that listen to it and say that things aren't as bad as it could be in California. I mean, it could be worse. I'm not sure in some ways, but it could be worse, of course. I mean, California is not in the tank yet, but we are heading that way if we don't do something about it. And then in conjunction with that, we got that email and about how California is having its businesses poached by Nevada. How they're making commercials showing as our legislatures look like a bunch of monkeys, and how people that invest here will be losing their assets.
Well, look at Las Vegas. They have lost their assets.
Tell me about it.
They're still looking for them.
Yeah, you know, they kicked it off. They did this big thing with about stealing the or talking to California and to the businesses saying, hey, come over, no state income tax, none of this other stuff, and that they had a grand kickoff yesterday. Now, you remember why Nevada's also already ticked off is because Obama and the administration, the government has made a point of saying you shouldn't go to Las Vegas for these conventions. So that's cost them millions of dollars.
So, has it really?
Yeah, that's what they say. So we've had a couple of emails that from our listeners that deserve recognition.
I wonder if that's a fact or if that's a poke.
Which part?
About the conventions.
Well, no, he has said is that, you know, before you go to places like Las Vegas or Orlando, which has got, you know, Disney World on there, you better be thinking about it because it makes the people think, you know, about on the bailouts that this is where they're spending their bailout money by going to Las Vegas, you know, Sin City or to Disney World.
Speaking of entertainment, many of you country fans probably have heard, if not by now, that Brooks and Dunn have called it quits. After many, many years as a duo, they posted on their website, and I'm sure it's amicable. They were just a tremendous. I don't have the stats in front of me. I think they had several, at least 20 number one hits.
They did, and they were together over 20 years, and they were the country western duo of the year for like 8 years in a row, except for the year 2000.
How about entertainers of the year?
Well, and that too. Yeah. But for the country duo of the year for, I mean, many, many times.
Right.
And, you know, they just said is don't anybody read anything into this. It's that if you hear rumors, don't believe them. It's just time. And they've been really good friends for a long time.
Some people feel like go out on the top. Yeah. Let's go to the phones.
Okay. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, this is Jim Dahl calling from the American Red Cross.
Good morning,
yeah, Jim.
Hey, morning, young people. Hey, I just wanted to call you and say hi, number one. Number two, just to let people know our volunteers at the Red Cross have been really busy. This last week, of course, with the fires, and last night we had a shelter up in Bernie, and hopefully they're going to be able to keep that one closed. It's still an evacuation center for the folks up in Big Bend, but hopefully the fires are going to turn today, and we'll keep the wind going in the right direction and the backfires. But anyhow, I want to thank everybody for their support, and we definitely need their support right now with all the action that our volunteers have been doing.
Okay, so anybody needs to help, how do they get a hold of you, Jim, and where do they go?
They can go online at www.shastaredcross.org, or they can call us at 244-8000.
Okay. You know what? Y'all are doing a great job, and we will continue to push this week.
Hey, thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Have a great week.
Thanks. We'll see you Saturday.
Hey, yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you Saturday.
All right. Thanks a lot. Greg, you got like 10 seconds.
Okay. Thank you, Carl and Linda. Hey, yes, Las Vegas is in the dumpster in large part because of some things that were said back in January. And I have a daughter and son-in-law that are suffering the terrible economy, and those people in Las Vegas know exactly where this is all coming from.
Okay, Greg, thanks a lot. We got to go. Hey, you know, tomorrow we've got medical marijuana dispensaries on, and get your facts because we're going to go and roll around in the ground, poke each other in the eye. Hopefully not. No, it would be a civil discussion about how many do we have here? Four? And then how does this work? Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Everybody cheered when he scored that last touchdown. Indian summer.